Getting into springtime, Easter has come a little early this year for people who celebrate this weekend. It's on Sunday, and if you're looking to plan an Easter brunch, somewhere to go with the family, every Tuesday we talk to Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So what kind of spots we got, Alex?
Yeah, I got a bunch of great brunch spots for Easter for the family and friends. I'm going to start us off in Norwalk at Santa Restaurant. They're having an Easter Sunday brunch buffet in their beautiful restaurant. It overlooks the Norwalk River. There's going to be a large selection of fresh breakfast pastries, antipasto selections like Capri salad, wood-fired pizzas as well, also French toast bread pudding, frittata with spring vegetables, basil aioli. Also, Sienna's signature house-made pasta is going to be offered at this brunch as well. Roasted leg of lamb, Berkshire ham, salmon piccata, chicken marsala. There's obviously going to be dessert as well if you save room.
Yeah, that's a lot of food. That sounds great.
I just went to their New Haven location at the Blake Hotel, and it was excellent. So I'm sure that'll be a great brunch, too. Another one is Luna Azura. That's in Fairfield. They have an 11 o'clock seating and a 1:30 seating for Easter brunch. Their buffet includes a prime rib carving station, baked ham, shrimp cocktail, stuffed sole, chicken marsala, rigatoni vodka, as well as the standard breakfast fares that we all love, pancakes, eggs, bacon, fruit salad, home fries, sausage, and more. Definitely go ahead for the reservations for this one.
Yeah, I'll be going up for seconds and thirds if I head to that one.
Me too. I'm right behind you. I'm going to also bring it now to New Haven. Joya is having their very first Easter prefix menu for brunch. It's running from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I took a peek at their menu. There is grilled asparagus, pizza, chicory salads, grilled grapefruit, so a lot of cool foods there. For the second course, they have lamb, spaghetti, chicken Milanese, and chocolate chip pancakes for those who just love breakfast food.
Ooh, yeah, breakfast all day. I love it.
Breakfast all day. Next one in New Haven is Shell and Bone's Oyster Bar and Grill. They're going to be celebrating Easter on Sunday in New Haven. That they're going to be offering specials in addition to their regular a la carte menu. They had a rack of lamb, two-way duck, cauliflower gnocchi bolognese, panko duck egg, thuriolac, bisque matcha tiramisu, and more. Make a reservation for this one as well. That restaurant will be open all day Sunday until 10.
Yeah, and that one's, I love going there because it's right on the water there, to have that nice view out the side of the building. It's great.
I know, and I'm hoping that Easter stays nice and sunny of ours, so it'd be nice to be out on that patio.
Yeah.
The last one that I have is Butcher Brothers in Cheshire. I just went to their spot for brunch, and I saw that they're expanding their brunch menu for Easter Sunday. Hmm. Now they're going to have deviled eggs with crab meat, Parmesan-crusted salmon, prime rib, rack of lamb, and much more. The interior is super nice here, and like we said, hopefully it's nice outside. They do have a patio at Butcher Brothers as well, so this could be a great option if you're in the Cheshire area.
I love deviled eggs. Those sound great.
That does, especially with that crab meat.
Yeah. Easter coming up this weekend. For anyone who celebrates, if you're going to a family member's house, maybe you want to bring along a tasty dessert. Easter is all about the yummy treats. And every Tuesday, we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So what are some places we could pick up some desserts this weekend, Alex?
I can never pass up dessert around the holidays. I'm going to start Rumble, the Drunk Alpaca Bake Shop. They're taking Easter pre-orders by 12 o'clock tomorrow for the delicious deep dish pies. A couple of really great flavors I saw in there is their peach bourbon, strawberry rhubarb crumble, blueberry lemon, chocolate peanut butter cookie cup. And what's really cool about these pies is that some of them are booze infused, using ciders, craft beer, and more from local Connecticut breweries and cideries. And I also want to point out that the Drunk Alpaca also has gluten-free and dairy-free pies.
Yeah, they've brought their snacks by here a couple times at the radio station. And then the brewery in Milford, Tribus, they have their stuff there a lot, too. Yeah, they have tasty stuff.
Such a cool collab. Next one I have is in Fairfield. It's BE Chocolat. They're gearing up for Easter with their new 2024 collection. They use premium Belgian chocolate. And some Easter items from the collection are milk chocolate eggs with a praline filling, dark chocolate eggs with ganache, peanut butter bunnies, marshmallow bunnies, chocolate lollipop flowers, and their egg extraordinary, which is a milk and dark chocolate eggshell. They fill it with 12 mini Easter eggs and 2 mini chocolate bunnies. These will make the perfect Easter gift if you're going to somebody's house or for your loved ones who are chocolate obsessed.
Yummy. Chocolate's the best.
Oh, it really is. Next one I have for us is the Cheesecake Collection in Norwalk. Now they're offering a springtime collection for Easter. They have a What's Up Peeps cheesecake, which is a colored marshmallow peeps on top of a golden Oreo crust cheesecake. They have a Cadbury Crunchy, which is a chocolate cheesecake topped with a smooth chocolate ganache, that Oreo dirt, classic crisp mini Cadbury egg candies all on top. The last one I wanted to share is their bestseller. It's the Spring Bites, which is an assortment of their must-have cheesecake flavors. Decorated for Easter, they come in a 12-pack of mini cheesecake bites. I've seen them with Cadbury eggs on them, that Oreo dirt sprinkles. Super cute. Again, really nice gift to bring.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with a cheesecake. And no one's going to be unhappy about that when you show up with it.
Especially when it has Cadbury eggs and pizza on top. The last one I have on our list tonight is Scratch Baking in Milford. They're having Easter bread for pre-order. So that's that three bread challah topped with Rob's eggs and white nonpareils. It's super delicious. For dessert, they have their famous carrot picnic cake, which is a carrot cake topped with swirls of cream cheese frosting, decorated with buttercream carrots on top. Really cute. They also have their Robin's egg cake, which is devil's food cake, layered with malted milk ball buttercream, chocolate ganache, and that's finished with Robin's blue egg buttercream. A little brown specks on top. It's really pretty for Easter, that light blue color. Lastly, I want to bring up their mixed chocolate box, which is a set of six chocolate desserts, lemon meringue, toasted coconut, milk chocolate caramel. They're pastel colors of pink, yellow, and light blue. Again, really nice gift to bring somebody on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, that's great. I never even thought about the carrot cake. That's perfect for Easter.
Isn't that so cute?
And when all else fails, just pick up some Reese's eggs or Cadbury eggs or chocolate bunnies and bring them over.
Absolutely.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much, Alex. We'll definitely be eating a lot this weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week at CT Food Girly. Find her on Instagram.
Thanks.